Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
This episode of Catitude is brought to you by Pretty Litter, world's smartest cat litter.
Feline lovers, welcome to Catitude. I'm your show host, Michelle Fern, and what a great day I have. First of all, it's Friday the 13th when we're recording. Always a special day. I think it's a special day for cats. Don't ask me why, I just do. And I have a very special guest, and we're going to talk about a product that not only is it great for the pet parent, it's great for your cat too. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Jennifer Cookson. She is the Director of R&D Innovation at Pretty Litter. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you, Michelle. It's great to be on.
I'm so excited to have you. Can you share a little about your background with our listeners?
Sure. So I don't come from a traditional cat litter background or pet care background. I am a material scientist that started out in the cosmetic and personal care space. There is, though, a lot of overlap in the science between making a lotion, surprisingly, or deodorant and building out cat litter. So it's been an interesting transition, but I'm excited to be in the field and to be supporting Pretty Litter.
Well, I'm excited to have you on. Do you have cats yourself?
I do. And I was very nervous because it is feeding time that she would be making some sounds and appearances on this episode.
That's fine. Hey, we're all about meows. Okay, so let's talk about cat litter. There are a lot of cat litters out there. And Pretty Litter is, of course, often described as a smart cat litter. So from a science standpoint, what makes it different than traditional litter?
Yeah. So traditional litters are, I would say, passive, right? Their main function is to absorb moisture and control odor, but they don't interact with the biology of what's happening in the box. So Pretty Litter is engineered as a functional substrate. The amorphous silica, it works to absorb moisture and control odor like litter because of its high surface area and rapid absorption. But layered into that is also a pH responsive indicator that is designed to react to biochemical shifts in urine. So let's say pH, for instance. So instead of just trapping waste, it can translate certain changes into something visible. So that's the real distinction. It's not just a passive litter. It's responsive to your cat's biology.
Okay, thanks for telling us that information about Pretty Litter. Let's talk about why it's so important to know about your cat's health. Because cats, there's two things. So one, they're often thought of as an afterthought in pet care. They're getting better, but that's still kind of the case. And then the other thing is that cats are very stoic creatures. They hide what's going on with them. I had that happen with my cat. Really scary situation. So let's go to the first question. Why do you think that cats have been considered an afterthought in pet care?
I'm not sure if I would characterize it as an afterthought so much as it is very difficult to treat felines, right? They, like you mentioned, they're stoic. They tend to hide symptoms until it becomes either critical or an emergency. And then they're not well known to play nice at the vet, right? No. So care can be very difficult for a cat. I myself probably don't have as rigorous as vet routine as my dog does because of those matters. I think a lot of individuals tend to think of cats as being able to take care of themselves, right? They were bred to hunt mice and kind of be these independent creatures. So I don't know so much if it's an afterthought as much as a characterization of cats and their personalities that make them seem very strong, much stronger than they actually are.
Yeah. In other words, they fake us out all the time.
Yes.
So now let's talk about that. Since they're such stoic creatures and they're so hard to understand when it comes to their health, and for all the misunderstandings us as cat parents or cat lovers have, even those of us that know a lot about cats, why is early detection so important than most cat parents think?
Well, early detection is a very good tool to prevent having crisis or emergency situations. Cats can become dehydrated very quickly, right? So if you start to notice changes in the output of their urine, let's say, or even the pH because they're dehydrated, it is critical that you are able to track trends and patterns that maybe you're seeing in the litter box to then articulate that to your vet before it becomes a crisis.
Okay, thanks. So how does pretty litter work?
So pretty litter highlights changes in urine pH. So it can tell you if the urine is becoming more alkaline or more acidic. And those changes over time, so tracking how it looks over time, can really be a good insight into cat health. For instance, if the cat has, let's say, urinary crystal stones that form, right? That tends to happen when the pH of the urine becomes more alkaline. And so if you're starting to see that change that is typical, so blue with pretty litter would be the color. If you're starting to see consistently blue spots where the cat is peeing, you know, that might be a flag to say, hey, I'm going to talk to my vet to see if this is something we should look into, right? Because the amorphous silica crystal is also clear, it is able to detect blood, which often is not observed in your regular clay substrates. And so blood is always a concern when you see it, whether it be in the urine or feces. And so that, again, is one of those early indicators of let me call my vet and have a conversation. It is in no way to replace regular vet visits, but is a tool that can help you to have more direct and proactive conversations with your vet.
Okay, so cat parents that try pretty litter should not see colors and panic. This is just an indication of, hey, this is a sign to maybe go ahead and get your cat checked out at the vet.
Correct. And cat urine pH can be very variable. It can change dependent on how often they eat, how much they eat, if they're stressed. So it's more about looking at patterns. So is it consistently very alkaline? That would be a red flag. Is it consistently very acidic? That could also be a red flag, right? So it is more about having this be more part of your routine to track trends than it is a, you know, red flag right away. We don't want to scare pet parents.
Right. Now let's talk about the components of pretty litter. So pretty litter contains silica, and that is sometimes a red flag for some pet parents. Is it safe? What are the misconceptions that maybe were heard out there in internet and other news?
Yeah. So not all silicas are created equal. So one of the biggest misconceptions is that, and in fact, pretty litter uses something called amorphous silica, which is non-toxic and safe for everyday use. It is actually used in food stocks and widely used in consumer products and considered, again, non-toxic when handled appropriately. And I think it unfortunately gets conflated with crystalline silica, which is a hazard. Crystalline silica is kind of the, you know, it has a consistent uniform pattern and kind of this jaggedness to it versus amorphous silica, as it says, it doesn't have a uniform shape and therefore doesn't have the same health hazards as crystalline silica.
Okay, and other things pet parents might be concerned about with pretty litter as far as dust control and as far as safety to their cats.
Sure. So this is an interesting one that I recently worked with our social media team to launch a video on because the question came up so much in terms of dust. So we actually had a third-party lab conduct a test for us where we simulated use of pretty litter. So pouring, sifting, stirring, scooping, and the person that was doing that wore a monitor within what is called the breathing zone. So areas that would, you know, any particles or dust would enter into the lungs through the nose, mouth. And In addition to that, we also monitored the ambient air, so the air around the litter box, how much was, you know, dusting up into the environment around you. What was really reassuring was that the results for pretty litter were often below the detection limit of the instrument. So the instrument couldn't even detect dust because it was well below that detection limit. The ambient air also saw no significant change from background, no spikes, and all of the people that were pouring noted that if there was a minimal dust cloud, it dissipated much more quickly than the other clay substrates we tested. So inherently, our product is lower dust than some of the leading clay brands based on that test. And it has been demonstrated in my lab for, you know, doing dustiness testing to be safe in terms of not having small particles, inhalable particles, free from those. So I think that also has been a little bit of a misconception that we hope we can start to have a dialogue around with pet parents.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Begging to hear more of your favorite show? Full episodes of all our shows are available on demand. Go to PetLifeRadio.com to fetch our entire lineup of Possum Pet Podcasts. Also, dig us up in iHeartRadio and iTunes. Let's talk pets. Live and on demand, only from Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to Jennifer Cookson. She is the Director of R&D Innovation at Pretty Litter. Jennifer, you've given us some great information. So we're talking about Pretty Litter. And let me ask you this. You know, some people might think, well, you know, I've always used this litter and maybe this is just a trend. I don't know. What would you say to people that are skeptical in that this is really a great tool to not substitute for the vet, but to aid you in having conversations with your vet, in, you know, giving you a glimpse as to your cat might have something, and this will tell you what to be aware of?
Yeah. So, you know, the founder of our company, Daniel, he has a story that he tells about his cat that ended up passing away from a urinary tract issue, and how, and that really inspired him, right, to create this product that could be this tool to screen, to be a preventative method, to be able to say that your cat may have something wrong and to have those conversations with your vet. You know, as I discussed earlier, clay substrate, you know, while it's great that it clumps and a lot of people have, you know, different reasons why they select it, it unfortunately is not able to show you changes in the cat's urine pH or blood. Actually, blood is, again, very much concealed in that clay substrate. And so I actually started using Pretty Litter before I joined the company. And I had done it proactively because I have a cat. She is now 13. And so I was concerned as she got older that she would potentially have issues and I would miss them, right? Because again, cats are stoic. And maybe one day I'd see her and she was lethargic and that would be a cue, but maybe by then it would be too late. And so for me, I thought it was a simple way to integrate something into our routine that wasn't cost prohibitive, it didn't compromise performance, and could give me that peace of mind.
Okay, great information. Thank you. So Jennifer, there's so many wonderful things that Pretty Litter does. What do you do if you have multi-cats like so many of us do?
That's a tough one. So I actually introduced my sister, who has three cats, to Pretty Litter. She is somebody who maintains multiple boxes for her cats, but the performance of Pretty Litter can accommodate multi-cat households. If you look at our loyalty base, actually, most individuals have, on average, two cats. So this is a product that is geared towards multi-cat, and I think my sister, if she's listening in, is proof of that. And the trade for her was actually very surprising. You know, she was concerned about oversaturation potentially and, you know, the cost. But I got this funny phone call from her where she said, oh my God, I don't have to carry out. So she has the litter genie, right? And she said, I don't have to carry out like 10 pounds of little clay chunks that I've scooped out from the cats this week. She's like, it's unbelievable, right? So there's these small benefits that I think multi-cat parents see when they start using pretty litter that goes beyond just the health monitoring, that can be really surprising for people.
Okay, thanks. And even if you have multi, like I have three, What about if you have three cats and you do have multiple boxes? Do cats generally tend to prefer the same box? And what if you have two cats that like the same one? Can you kind of still tell?
No, unfortunately, that becomes the challenge, right? Unless you are like actively following your cat and saying, okay, I'm watching it pee. This is the color change. I'm going to attribute it to that. Unfortunately, when you have multi-cat households, when you're starting to look at patterns, it's not as easy to just assign it to one cat, especially if they tend to use the same litter box, despite if you're offering multiple litter boxes. So it does become a bit of a challenge, but I do think that, you know, for me, for instance, or my sister, that peace of mind of seeing something that may be alarming, despite not being able to attribute it to one of her cats, is still something she values.
I mean, anything with cat health is very valuable. Does pretty litter change color right away?
It does. Within 30 seconds, you'll start to see a color change, and it can persist up to 24 hours. So we recommend that you're stirring the substrate every day. And that's part of, you know, you're not scooping like you would with clay. So you're just kind of stirring. And that is that time that you're looking and seeing, oh, you know, what is that color? Okay, noted. So that is our recommendation and how it fits into kind of that monitoring element.
Yeah. And since pretty litter changes right away, and if you're curious, to me, it's not a big deal if my cat pees to go look in the box and say, okay, this one is turning, you know, blue a lot, and this one's pee. You know, it changes right away, so that's not a big deal. I mean, you won't always know when your cat's using the box, but it changes right away, so it's not a big deal to follow your cat, wait till they're done, go in the box and just noted.
Yeah. Give them their privacy and then check it out. Yes.
They like their privacy. That's for sure. It's always so funny to me when my cat turns around, she's facing the wall and just peeing. It's like, okay, they just want their space. That's just how they are.
It's very funny. So I did a kind of like citizen science experiment where I monitored my cat's litter box with a motion detector camera and also a dust monitor, because I was really deep into this, like, how dusty is pretty litter? And it was really insightful in terms of the exposure levels, which were, you know, nothing, near, you know, non-existent, but mostly the pattern that she was so routine in terms of like the time in the morning she'd go, you know, how short some were, where other times it seemed like she was just having fun in there. So it was an interesting experiment, but also learned a lot about cat behavior.
You know, pretty litter needs to come up with cameras, because that's interesting. There's so many cameras these days that you can put, and they're not that expensive. And that's a great way to monitor your cat's health with pretty litter, because even multi-cat, it's, you know, recording. So you could just take a look.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, a lot of times pet parents are not that, you know, they're anxious about their cats. They either don't worry at all, or they're anxious all the time because we don't know what's going on with them. How does pretty litter work to kind of alleviate the pet parents from this anxiety, empower them to feel more confident?
I think that we always emphasize that this is not a diagnostic tool, that this really is a way to monitor. And so I think, you know, maybe just the framing of that makes this more positive than it is negative, right? That it can reduce the anxiety, perhaps, because it's not like you're taking, you know, a test that's going to say you have X, Y, and Z. It's really about kind of integrating it into your everyday routine. I don't know if this is, I guess, more in terms of like a consumer behavior and you know, a psychological thing. But I do believe that reduces a lot of the anxiety that can be part of pet and cat parenthood.
I think you're right. It makes the cat parent feel like, you know, I might not know everything that's going on with this cute little fluff ball, but I have something that I can monitor on a regular basis that can give me signals, whereas my cute little cat does not. So let's talk more about pretty litter. What did you find as a scientist? What did you find out about pretty litter that was really amazing to you as far as what goes into developing the product and improving on the product that most people wouldn't even think about?
So as a material scientist, I would say the amorphous silica itself has been really interesting and surprising to work with. So there is a process that makes the amorphous silica gel that it's, you know, it has multiple steps in it. However, one slight change in it from whether it be pH, temperature, how long you hold the jowl in the process, can result in a very different outcome in the particle and the surface of the particle and how it actually performs for a consumer. And so it's been fascinating to look at a bag of, let's say, an amorphous silica from Walmart, their, you know, private label, and ours, and see how dramatically different they are. So as a scientist, I've done things like scanning electron microscopy, which is looking at the surface of these things 50,000 times.
Wow.
Really granular. And the difference in the scope across the silica cat litter category is tremendous. It might not look it on the, you know, visual from the consumer eye, but it is from that microscopic perspective, which then translates to a consumer experience. So that's been fascinating to actually see material science being linked directly to a consumer outcome has been really, really great.
And that has been fascinating to hear. I never really paid much attention to amorphous silica or silica, except for, isn't it silica that comes in little bags to keep moisture out?
It does, yes.
That's what I know about silica. That's probably what most of us listening know about silica. So who knew? So let's talk about, since pretty litter to me is, it's a health monitoring litter. That's what it is. How do you see pretty litter and feline health monitoring evolving over the next few years? What do you see for the future?
Yeah, I guess we don't want to reveal too much, but we are constantly in conversation with pet parents, but also vets. It's important for us to hear from vets too, what they think are areas that are gaps in the industry. And so having better detection for other symptoms, whether that be renal health to diabetes to occult blood, which occult blood is blood that you can't see, those are becoming more important for both pet parents and vets to see as being those preventative, or not preventative, but really early indications of why you should bring your pet in to see a vet. And so I think looking at more of how we can have health monitoring be more acute for the pet parent is part of, I think, our roadmap for the future. I think, you know, we have kind of an inside vision of banishing the ugly. So what does that look like in terms of, you know, pet parenthood, whether it be litter, whether it be grooming, whether it be things that are more towards, we jokingly have like the back of the cat and the front of the cat that we refer to products on. Right now we're dealing with the back of the cat. But you know, what are things that involve health monitoring and peace of mind for pet parents and can banish the ugly, you know, that is prospecting in a litter box, right? That are end to end from cat head to end. So I think, you know, there's a lot of things we're working on and a lot of ideas we've got in the pipeline. And I'm excited to be shepherding them into our 2026 and beyond.
Well, I'm excited too. You know, you're a cat parent. You're also a scientist. You help develop and improve pretty litter, which is a cat monitoring system, which is something so crucial to, you know, be aware of with your cats. So we have lots and lots of cat parents listening and maybe soon to be cat parents. If you could tell them you should change this one habit after listening to today's episode, what would you tell them? Of course, a habit related to their cats.
I know. I mean, that's a tough one without just like, you know, overtly promoting pretty litter.
Well,
I have found that beyond the health monitoring, pretty litter also fits a lifestyle, right? So I am somebody who appreciates that I don't have to scoop out clumps of urine every day, right? I love that I only have to change it every 4 weeks. There's a certain behavior that saves time for me that I really love, but also provides for my cat, right? It saves time without impacting my cat's health and well-being. You know, that I guess is not necessarily a thing to change, but, you know, kind of a an overt promotion for pretty litter.
Well, a little bit more though, I'm curious, and I'm sure, you know, all the cat lovers are curious. We talked about how pretty litter actually works because we didn't talk about the scooping part or not scooping and how it lasts for 4 weeks, but we talked about the science of it. So how does one use pretty litter? I know it's available just about everywhere.
Yeah. So you can get a 6 or 8 pound bag, and we are soon to be launching a pail size, then 12 pounds. And basically the idea is to create 2 inches of litter in your litter box. So generally, for me, the 6-pound bag creates a 2-inch litter layer in my cat's covered litter box. So I have it delivered to me because I am part of a subscription, which I've maintained prior to my employment. So every 4 weeks, I get delivered a 6-pound box, and that's kind of my trigger to know, okay, I got to empty out the other one. But the idea is that you're scooping out the poop and things that you visually see, but the urine is being absorbed into the crystal. So the crystal itself can hold 200x its weight in water. And so that's why, you know, it's funny because I've walked people through the math of how it lasts this long and it gets kind of nerdy. But, you know, you think about a cat pees X milliliters per day based on its weight, right? And if you have X grams of pretty litter, it's going to absorb, you know, that much over the course of this duration. And so that's kind of the calculation that I've made in terms of my recommendation to people, but anecdotally and using it, you know, for now 5+ years, I know that it lasts me about 4.5 weeks for my cat. And then I change it out and replace it and start, the clock starts again.
Okay. And what about the odor?
Oh, so the odor is also trapped in the crystal, which is great. So Amorphous Lila does a really great job of actually, it's really good at ammonia control, but it's also really good at odor control in general. And so love that we have the unscented version, and then we have safe, lightly scented versions that don't smell like cat litter. I don't know if you've ever had that issue, Michelle, where, you know, when you buy cat litters, it has a fragrance that doesn't remind you anything more than just cat litter. You're kind of like, okay, we're just trying to cover up poop.
Yep.
And so I've appreciated kind of the light scents to no scent that Pretty Litter offers, but also the odor control. You know, I'm never smelling it or having guests make a comment, which has been fantastic.
Okay, wonderful. Also, another question. So say your cat's using the Pretty Litter in the cat box and your cat pees and it turns a color. It's absorbed right away, but does the color remain?
The color will remain for about 24 to 36 hours, but it will fade over time. There is kind of this inherent color indicator to the silica that you'll know when it's done, because all of the litter, right, will be a different kind of like little bit yellowy orange color. And that's, you know, another visual indicator to say, okay, we need to get new litter. So it kind of has its own mechanism built in to also tell you when you probably need to change out the litter.
Okay, great information. Now you have a great website. Where can people find out more about Pretty Litter?
Yeah, so we have our website, prettylitter.com, where they can go. We have a lot of information also on the bag itself to provide you with insights in terms of the color shifts and ranges that are indicative of like pH. And so there's a lot of information there. We're very active on social media, so TikTok and Instagram, where we have cameos by vets that can provide tips, tricks, all of that. And obviously, always happy to engage with followers and people reaching out for questions. Our CX team is great at being extremely responsive and quick. So anytime anybody has a question, they can reach out via our website.
Okay. And where can our listeners buy Pretty Litter?
Yeah. So Pretty Litter is offered online. We also are on Amazon, and we are offered in select retailers like Target, Walmart. And we are expanding our distribution to a few other retail locations very soon in this 2026 year.
And Jennifer, I want to thank you and thanks to everybody at Pretty Litter, because we have a special offer for everyone listening. Everyone, if you go to prettylitter.com and you put in the promo code PETLIFE, that's all caps, PETLIFE, you'll get 20% off your first order. Jennifer, thank you. And thanks to everyone at Pretty Litter for this wonderful offer.
Thank you, Michelle.
Jennifer, thank you so much for coming on Catitude and sharing this great information about Pretty Litter. I hope everyone enjoyed the show, and I want to thank Pretty Litter again for this wonderful offer. So just go to prettylitter.com, use the promo code PETLIFE, that's all caps, PETLIFE, all caps, for 20% off your first order. So fantastic offer. Thank you, Pretty Litter. And of course, thanks to my cat crew, Dennis, Charlotte, and Molly. They've been using Pretty Litter. They love it. It's been interesting. I've learned a lot about them, and it's given me some things to, you know, watch the pattern for, because, you know, Dennis is old. He's like 17. So great stuff. So again, thanks, Pretty Litter. I want to give a thank you to everyone listening and supporting Catitude. Thank you so much. And of course, the show would not be the same without the magic of Mark Winter. Thank you, Mark. And remember, lose the attitude and have Catitude.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.